Justin Fluke back with you now, joined by Coach Eric Tate as we talk Holton boys basketball and what an end of the season, regular season for the Wildcats with two super impressive road wins against the top two teams in the Big Seven, winning at Sabetha 51-49 and then buzzer beater at Perry LeCompton Tuesday to win 43-41. And Coach, I guess maybe the only down thing right now is you got to wait 8 days before you head into the postseason. But man, two super exciting wins for your team, and I'm sure it's kind of hard to put it all in words, isn't it? Just the excitement, the way you won those two games, and the way the team was able to enjoy it and celebrate it together.
Yeah, you know, last night against Perry, that one was, you know, a little more. I was kind of speechless after. In the locker room after we had a little celebration. So, you know, really good win. I thought, you know, they've both been on opponent senior nights. So, you know, played well, played without Carrick DeDonder last night, had some other guys. You know, Logan Altenberg stepped up, Eli Wisdom stepped up big down the stretch, Luke Lassie, Braden Binkley, outside of our, you know, regular starters. So just found a way to get it done last night. You know, Perry switched to a, you know, diamond one and triangle two in the second half. So kind of found a way to win with some different guys, and that was really encouraging. So yeah, it's been really good. Good little stretch here. Four out of the last five, three in a row here. You know, they've all been within 2 to 4 points the last three. So finding a way to get it done at the right time of the year.
Yeah, finished fourth with a 7-7 Big Seven record. But, you know, both the games I look at kind of differently because against Sabetha, you had a big lead, I believe up to 20, 30-10 at one point, and you never gave up that lead. You withstood a big Sabetha rally and push and was able to hold on for the win. But against Perry, you were down 9 points in the third quarter. You were down 7 points in the fourth quarter, so you were kind of clawing to get back in that one and still made the winning plays down the stretch to get the win. So that has to be encouraging as well to know that not only two big, you know, road wins, but you did it kind of two different ways, one being ahead and the other kind of coming from behind.
Yeah, you know, against Sabetha, you know, at half we talked about their run is coming. You know they're going to get back into it. And we kind of found a way to hold on, you know, executed well defensively. We played really well at Sabetha. And then last night, you know, we were just, like I said, you know, Carrick was out, so just different lineups. You know, we battled through, like I said, some different defenses, just, you know, kept chugging away, kept getting after it. And it was very encouraging. Like I said, Eli, you know, kind of putting guys in different roles made, you know, we were running our zone offense against it and just told Bodie to go stand at the high post. And that seems like a pretty easy thing to go tell a kid to do, but to actually go there and, you know, you never play at the high post and catch and you're open, you know, seems like you would just catch and shoot, but you kind of have to sit there and you think, man, I'm super wide open. I'm never in this spot. So I thought we did a really good job of settling in against it. And, you know, both games, Friday and Tuesday, thought we did really well defensively. Thought that's what got us back into it last night. You know, we were switching up man and zone in the first half, and I think we were exclusively man the second half. And, you know, dug deep, boxed out really well, rebounded well. Peak hit some really big shots. Fox has been shooting the ball really well. So doing a lot of good stuff with a lot of different guys, so it's really good to see here late.
No doubt. Yeah, Peak with the game winner. I think he scored all 12 of his points in the second half last night, four threes, and Corbin Fox had 14 following up his career-high 22 against Sabetha. I guess that's one common denominator is three-point shooting. He made, I think, 9 against Sabetha and I think 10 last night against Perry. So I'm sure you're hoping that with that it can continue. And no doubt your boys have to have a lot of confidence, I would think, now with three-point shooting and just the wins heading in here to the postseason.
Yeah, you know, I felt all year that we were a better three-point shooting team than we've shown. And, you know, there's been stretches where we've shot the ball well, but I feel, you know, here late, we're shooting it pretty well. And, you know, it's been kind of an interesting season. It's not an excuse here, but, you know, everybody is pretty kind of in the same boat. But, you know, I was kind of just looking over everything last night. You know, we played a bulk of our schedule within a couple weeks span, from tournament week to, you know, the last, you know, playing 2-3 game weeks here for the last couple weeks. So, you know, it's been a lot kind of right in the middle. And I feel like, you know, we settled in, we kind of learned who we were. You know, one thing I'm really proud of and looking over everything, you know, after the Chapman game, Coach Mulroy actually in the locker room kind of, you know, told our guys that we're never going to win a game if we give up 72 points, which we did to Chapman. And since then, man, there hasn't been an opponent score over 54, 55. So we've, you know, I think the average since that game has been 46 points allowed. So, you know, we're getting after it defensively. Like I said, really proud of that. And I think that leads to when you have energy on the defensive end, you know, you find open threes, you find good looks, you're going to knock those things down. So.
Good stuff for sure. Coach, appreciate the time as always. And we'll talk more as we head into Substate next week.
Yep, sounds good. We're excited for it.
Coach Eric Tate of the Holton Boys, the Wildcat Locker Room Chats brought to you by Community Healthcare System, by Boomer Steakhouse, and by the Farmer State Bank in Holton.